discussing the beautiful pastime of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world and many of the wonderful leelas that took place in this holy spot. But we are very late, so we only have a few minutes. But on our last day, we will return here and spend more time. It is described by Karabhajana Muni, one of the nine Yogendras, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in different ages to establish the recommended process of self-realization for all humanity at that time. He explains therein, Krishna Varnam Tvasa Krishnam Sangopangasya Bharasharam Jagyaya Sankirtana Prayaya Jantihi Sumedashaha, that in this age of Kali Yuga, what to speak of the rest of the world, we're so much deeply plunged in the endeavor for material enjoyment, and even in the name of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what the fallen condition it was at that time. And Sri Advaita Acharya, who was an avatar of Sri Mahavishnu, who was sent along with other eternal associates of the Lord to prepare for his divine advent. Sri Advaita Acharya, he was so much plunged in the ocean of sorrow to see how human beings were wasting their lives, indulging in fruitive activities, sinful activities, all sorts of atheism, and even in the name of religion, so much impersonalism, so much ritualism, so much worship of various demigods with tantric motivations. But hardly anyone had any desire to hear the glories of the Lord or to chant his holy names. So he was thinking that it is only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who could save the fallen condition of humanity in this age. So he made a vow. And just close to here, at a place called Advaita Bhavan, he sat near the bank of the Ganges, and with his Shalagram Shila, he offered tulsi leaves and Ganges water. And with very loud voice, he was crying out for the Lord to appear. In answer to his divine prayers, the Lord resolved to come to this world. Actually, it is said that the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared for three internal and three external reasons. The three external reasons were, one, to respond to the prayers of his devotee, Sri Advaita Acharya. Two, to fulfill his promise in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya shadhuskritam dharma samstapanaradhaya sambhavami yuge yuge, to deliver the pious, to annihilate the miscreants, and to reestablish the principles of religion. And the third reason was to establish the Yuga Dharma, the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
As Sri Shukadev Goswami explains in Bhagavatam, Kalera dosanide rajan asti heka mahan guna kirtanareva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajait. That this age of Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, bad qualities. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadrita. But there is one benediction. And if you take all the faults of Kali Yuga and put it on one side of the scale, and put that one benediction on the other, that one boon will outweigh all of the defects of Kali Yuga. And that is that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, everyone, anyone, without consideration of qualification or disqualification, can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. Kaviraj Goswami explains these are the three internal and external reasons for the appearance of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Here in this place, eternally resides Sri Jagannath Mishra and Sri Shachi Devi. Two most pious and pure-hearted souls. In fact, they were none other than the incarnations of Sri Nanda Maharaj and Jashoda Mai of Vrindavan Dham. And for 8 consecutive times, Sachi Devi gave birth to a baby daughter. But in the state of infancy, each time, the babies died. So it is explained that Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra performed great worship and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not simply for the sake of having a child, but within their hearts, the Lord was impelling them to have a child, using them as instruments by which he could appear in this world. So alas, a beautiful male child was born. He was a plenary portion of Lord Nityananda Balaram. He was so beautiful, an ocean of divine qualities, and he was given the name Vishwarup. And Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishraji, they were so joyful and so grateful to the Lord. Unlike an ordinary materialistic person following religion, who after they get the fulfillment of their desires, they see no need to worship the Lord. They increased their worship of Sri Shalagram Shila in order to show their indebtedness. And then it is described by Kaviraj Goswami, soon after, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, in his original transcendental nature, appeared within the mind of Jagannath Mishra. From there he was transferred through divine arrangement into the mind of Srimati Sachi Devi. And from there he was transferred into her very womb. When she was pregnant with the Lord, her body had an emanation of beautiful luster, and all auspicious signs began to appear around the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. She bore the child long overdue, over 10 months. At that time, Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur, the great father of Sachi Devi, explained that this child is a very divine personality who is waiting for the most auspicious of all moments. It was on the full moon night of the month of Palgun that, by the Lord's arrangement, there was a lunar eclipse. And all around, everyone was going to the holy river Ganges to chant the holy names, as it is the tradition. Even the atheists, even the Muslims, even the most materialistic religionists and the most mundane scholars of Navadvip, they all followed the tradition by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Ram,
Hare
Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Loudly.
Hare Krishna.
It was at that auspicious moment, when the whole world was chanting the holy name of Krishna, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his most munificent and merciful of all incarnations, appeared under this neem tree here in Sri Mayapur Dham. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki! Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki! Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki! He was born under this neem tree. When it came to the time of naming the child, Sachi Mata's request was that he be named Nimai, because he was born under this sacred tree. Jagannath Mishra, seeing that each limb was so delicate and beautiful, called him by the name Gauranga. The neighborhood ladies of Navadvip, seeing this child had the beauty and luster of Lord Sri Krishna, with a golden complexion, so they called him Gaur Hari. And Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur, after researching the child's horoscope and analyzing the various signs of his bodily features, explained that there was a great drought in Navadvip, but as soon as this child was born, immediately rains were coming and all the plants and the fruits and the flowers and vegetables began to grow profusely. In fact, this child is the nourisher of the entire universe. So he gave him the name Vishwambhar. When we come back in a few days, we will spend some hours here discussing the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that took place here in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. And also the wonderful way in this temple, in which this way, this temple was built. Very briefly now, just after Mahaprabhu left this world, the river Ganges changed her course and there was a great flood. And this place was lost for a long time. And there were various speculations of where the birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually was. But it was that great empowered acharya, Sri Thakur Bhakti Vinod, who investigated many ancient maps and scriptures. And from his house in Godramdweep, he saw a beautiful golden effulgence coming from this area. This was the place that he considered must be the true spot of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth. At that time, this tract of land was owned by Muslims. They were using it for no cultivation. But since time immemorial, Bhaktivinod found there was beautiful, beautiful Tulsi garden right in this place. And after discussing with many great saints, confirmation of scriptures, and by his own divine vision, he considered this must be the place. So he brought Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was then, as he called, the commander-in-chief of all Vaishnavas of Navadvip. At that time, he was way over 100 years old. He was carried in a basket by his servant Bihari Lal on his shoulder. He hadn't even walked in many, many years. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur took him to this very spot, Jagannath Das Babaji leaped out of the basket so high that his feet were above people's heads, Bhaktivinoda's head. And as he was leaping, dancing in transcendental ecstasy, he was crying out, Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana.
Jai Satchinandana.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur established this place. And his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, excavated the current temple that we find now. And during the excavation, in the ground they uncovered the original Murti of Adhokshaja Vishnu that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped when he was a child. This was the deity worshipped by Jagannath Misha Shachi Devi and the entire family. And that Murti is still on the altar. On our way out, we can ask the Pujari if he will kindly show us nicely the darshan of Adhokshaja Vishnu. On the rear side of the temple we'll be going by, there is a temple of Gopeshwar Mahadev, Chaitrapal Shiva, who was considered the guardian of the holy dham. It is considered very important and auspicious that when we begin our Navadvipa Parikram, that we first receive the blessings of Lord Shankar, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. He is the protector of the holy dham, the foremost of all Vaishnavas. So as we are walking by, we should bow down and humbly offer our prayers to Lord Shankar, begging him for his kind mercy that we can perform this wonderful Navadvipa Parikram, and that we may enrich our hearts with bhakti. I would like to say that none of us should come here with the mood of enjoying. This is not a vacation. We are here for only one purpose, for our purification. And that purification takes place by serving the Vaishnavas, by taking shelter of the holy dham, by taking shelter of the narration of the Lord's pastimes, by taking shelter of the kirtan of the holy name, by taking shelter of the association of the devotees. This is our purpose. Inconvenience, enjoyment mean nothing to us. We are here simply to please Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu by congregationally chanting their holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
As we do the parikram, there are murtis of Gaur Gadadhar in the rear. There is also a murti of Lord Narasingha Dev. And on the left side, there is a beautiful lake called Gaurakund, a very holy place where many great sages, devotees, have performed their bhajan for the years. Haribol.
Haribol.
Do we have time to go to Srivatsanga?